319 will be the song of invitation. Before the lesson this morning, we'll have the Bible reading, and that is found, as Alan mentioned, in Matthew chapter 5, verse 13 through 16. In the Sermon on the Mount, Jesus says, "And ye are the salt of the earth, but if the salt hath lost its savor, wherewith shall it be salted? It is thenceforth good for nothing but to be cast out and trodden under foot of men. Ye are the light of the world. A city that is set on a hill cannot be hid. Neither do men light a candle and put it under a bushel, but on a candlestick, and it giveth light unto all that are in the house. Let your light so shine before men that they may see your good works and glorify your Father which is in heaven."
Jesus was talking to his disciples in the Sermon on the Mount. Disciple is one who follows Jesus. We're disciples today. We're blood bought with the blood of Christ. In baptism, when we are buried in water baptism, that represents the blood of Christ and rise to walk in newness of life, we are in Christ. And so we are followers of Jesus. We are Christians. We put on his name. He bought us. We belong to God. He is our Father. And so then we are in the family of God. This morning we talked about some blessings that we have as Christians, as those who follow Christ, blessings that we have. And this morning, in this lesson, we're going to continue that thought about how it is that when we're baptized into Christ, after baptism, our life in Christ, it is a new birth. We are raised to walk in newness of life. We're a new creature. Alton mentioned Danielle, and we're thankful that she was baptized into Christ this morning. It's her desire to become a child of God, to have her sins washed away, and we're thankful for her baptism. We encourage her as a Christian, and Peter with her, and let us be a good encouragement to her the best we can, and let her be an example to us. We're thankful for that. She's begun her new life in Christ. Along with that, today I understand is her actual birthday. So, she was born a number of years ago into this life, and so she has a birthday today marking years on earth, but she has a birthday today that's the most important she can ever have, the born into Christ, the new birth in Christ, a newborn baby. And so that's quite a coincidence, I thought, and so that's good. And we're thankful that we're born, newborn babes in Christ. And so after we're baptized and the Lord adds us to the church, we know that as newborn babes in Christ, we have responsibilities to fulfill to the Lord. We talked about this morning that we can't earn our way to heaven, but we, by faith, are required to do what God asked us to do. And if we believe God, we're going to do everything we can to be faithful to do His will, because that's what pleases God. So living our life in Jesus Christ is a very important subject. We've already talked about the fact that we hear the Word of God, we believe it from the heart, we believe in God. We believe in Jesus Christ, the Son of God. We make the change in our attitude to make that turn from living in sin or going the way we've been going in life to go the way God instructs us to make that turn, make that change in life and confess Christ as Lord and Savior, that we believe that He came and lived and died and that He's truly the Son of God. And then we're baptized into Christ. And in Acts chapter 2, after Peter had preached the first gospel sermon on the day of Pentecost, in chapter 2, verse 14, as it's broken down by men into verses, Peter stood up and beckoning to them, he preached unto them Jesus. And he preached about Jesus, the Son of God, and some of their forefathers, some of the Jews' forefathers. And he said, David is still in his sepulcher today, but Jesus, the Son of God, who came, you crucified him, you put him to death. He's taken down the cross, and he was buried, and he rose again the third day. This Jesus whom you crucified, God has exalted him to his right hand. And so they knew they were guilty of being a part in putting Jesus to death. And so Peter preached unto them Jesus, and they believed the words of the gospel, the good news that Jesus is risen. He's at the right hand of God, and he has died for your sins. So what must we do? You need to repent and be baptized, every one of you, in the name of Jesus Christ. And so repentance and baptism, and they that gladly receive the word were baptized, verse 41, And the Lord then did what in verse 47? Added to the church daily those that were being saved. And so they begin their life in Christ after baptism. We begin our life in Christ at baptism also. And we rise to walk after baptism as a newborn babe in Christ. So the Bible teaches that our new life in Christ brings about some changes. We've already repented. We've got that thought in our life. So it brings about some differences in our life, great differences. As a child of God, once we're baptized, there's some things that we're to do. And so look with me, if you will, to 1 Peter chapter 2 and verse 2. One of the things that happens after we're baptized is that we are told to desire the sincere milk of the Word that we may grow thereby. So we should have a desire to know more about God and God's will and His plan for us. I should want to know what His plan is for me and what He wants me to be doing. I should want to know what God's plan is for me and what it is that He doesn't want me to do that's wrong, so I can avoid that. So desire the sincere milk of the Word, 1 Peter 2 and verse 2, that you may grow thereby. And as we get into the Word of God, as we study the Word of God, and we have a desire to know more about our Father and His Son, the Holy Spirit, and our life in Christ, and about living our life as we desire to know more, 2 Peter 3:18 tells us, but grow in the grace and knowledge of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. So we're to grow in Christ. Desire the sincere milk of the Word that we may grow thereby. And so in life, we make improvements. We grow. We desire the sincere milk of the Word. The Word of God is important. 2 Timothy 3:16 and 17. You know, it's given by inspiration of God. And it's profitable for doctrine, for reproof, for correction, for instruction in righteousness, that the man of God may be perfect, thoroughly furnished unto every good work. So what did Paul tell Timothy to do with that? Well, 2 Timothy 2:15, study to show thyself approved unto God. So how important is the Word of God to us that we should desire it? The Hebrew writer tells us that it is sharp. It is sharper than a two-edged sword. And so we're to desire the sincere milk of the Word and go after that we may know what to do. And then when we read the Word of God, after we're baptized and we've already learned about Jesus and what we need to do to be saved, we learn then in Romans chapter 6, verses 3 and 4, Romans 12, verses 1 and 2, that Brother Runnie talked about some in his invitation Wednesday night. We see that as baptized believers in Christ, a new life in Christ comes about, we're to make good changes in our life. Romans 6, verses 3 and 4, therefore you are buried with Him in baptism. And when we rise to walk in what? In newness of life. What happens at baptism? We bury the old man of sin because the man of sin is washed away. We rise to walk as the new man in Christ. And as we rise to walk in the new person in Christ, we make changes in our new life in Christ by knowing God's Word, letting it penetrate our life and follow those instructions we receive as we desire the Word and study and grow in grace and knowledge of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Romans 12, 1 and 2, then there's a change that comes about. Paul says to the brethren there to not be conformed to the world, but to be ye transformed by the renewing of your mind, that you may prove what's that perfect will of God, complete and perfect will of God. So we see then there's changes that take place after baptism. We rise to walk in units of life. We desire the sincere milk of the Word. And so we begin to make changes in our life. Our life becomes better. The verses that Barry read in the reading just a few minutes ago, Matthew chapter 5, verses 13 through 15, as followers of Christ, we make changes in our life for the better. We make changes for the better. And so as baptized believers in Christ, we become a good example for other people. As Christians, we're setting the example, the pattern that God has placed in our life to follow Him, that we would influence others for good. Matthew 5, 13 through 16 talks about that. We're a lamp to the world. You know, we're a light so that others may see the way to the gospel through us, that we can teach them. Look to 1 Peter chapter 1, if you will, and let's look at verses 13 through 19. There he talks about the importance of obeying God and doing His will and who we are as baptized believers in Christ. As who we are as children of God, as we live our life in Christ after baptism, there are some changes that take place that will cause us to be good examples as we obey God for other people to see that they too might want to follow the gospel and obey God. 1 Peter chapter 1, beginning of verse 13, he says, "Therefore gird up the loins of your mind, be sober, and rest your hope fully upon the grace that is to be brought to you at the revelation of Jesus Christ. As obedient children, not conforming yourselves to the former lust as in your ignorance, but as he who called you is holy, you also be holy in all your conduct." Now notice some things about this. As newborn babes in Christ, as Christian, what are we going to do? We're going to make a change in our life. We're going to gird up the loins of our mind, be sober, and rest our hope fully upon the grace that's brought to us through Jesus Christ. We're going to be obedient children of God. We're not conforming ourselves then to the former lust that we may have had before, but we're putting those lusts aside. We're overcoming them because now we know better. We've learned better in Christ. "But as he who calls you is holy, you also be holy in all your conduct, because it is written, 'Be holy, for I am holy.'" So when we're baptized into Christ, we rise to walk in newness of life, desire the sincere milk of the Word, learn what's in the Word, grow in grace and knowledge in the Word, make a change in our life for the better, and become a good example for other people. What a blessing we can be to ourselves by doing those things. What a blessing we have from God by doing those things, because we've been blessed with the forgiveness of sins. What a blessing we can be then for those around us, our wives and our husbands and our children and our families and our friends and our neighbors and those we do business with, if we do what God tells us that it is we are to do as newborn babes in Christ. We can make a difference. No, not just a difference. We can make the right difference. We can make a good difference. We can make a good difference of truth by following God and truly being newborn babes in Christ and getting into the Word and learning it and following it. Well, as newborn babes in Christ, as we desire the Word, we grow in it, we learn about it, we grow in knowledge, and our life improves. We see that there's a lot of changes that's going to take place. And so we see that there's some changes that we need to do. We need to be careful and stand fast in the faith. So if you were in Peter a few minutes ago when I read those verses, look with me over to 2 Peter chapter 1. So as we serve God, read His Word, apply it to our life as newborn babes in Christ, there's some things that's going to happen. Beginning in verse 5, he says, "Wherefore the rather, brethren, give diligence to make your calling and election sure. Add to your faith virtue, to virtue knowledge, to knowledge temperance or self-control, to self-control perseverance, to perseverance godliness, to godliness brotherly kindness, and to brotherly kindness love. For if these things are yours and abound, you will be neither barren nor unfruitful in the knowledge of our Lord Jesus Christ." So then, we're growing in Christ. We're staying steadfast. If we sin, we're going to make some mistakes. We can come to God in repentance and confession and prayer, and He'll forgive us, and we can continue on growing in grace and knowledge. Faith, virtue, knowledge, temperance, patience, godliness, and brotherly kindness. And if these things be in you, we will abound. But, and that's our next point, we need to be careful and stand fast in the faith lest we fall, because the danger is already there. The danger is there every day of falling. So we need to be careful. And notice here in Peter's, we're reading verse 9, "For he who lacks these things is short-sighted, even to blindness, and has forgotten that he was cleansed from his old sins." So there's a danger of falling. "Therefore," verse 10, "brethren, be even more diligent to make your call and election sure, for if you do these things, you will never stumble." Faithfulness after baptism. If we sin, turn from it. Confess it, repent of it, and get forgiveness, and move forward. "For an entrance will be supplied to you abundantly into the everlasting kingdom of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. So let's look at the points on the board. After baptism, we're to be careful and stand fast in the faith. Turn with me back over to Hebrews. Hebrews chapter 3. Most of you could quote these verses. I'm going to read them. Hebrews chapter 3, beginning in verse 12. Some versions say, take care, brethren. Some versions say, beware. Beware, brethren, lest there be in any of you an evil heart of unbelief in departing from the living God. These people that were being written to were brethren. How do you become a brother in Christ? You're baptized into Christ. They were Christians like you and I. Be careful, brethren. What can happen? You can fall from the faith. You can lose your soul by giving up, by being distracted and being tempted and pulled away and not making amends. You can lose your soul. Beware, brethren, lest there be in any of you an evil heart of unbelief in departing from the living God. Those who say that it's impossible to fall away, they must have took the book of Hebrews out of their Bible. They must have. And some of the other verses too. But, verse 13, exhort one another daily while it is called today, lest any of you be hardened there through the deceitfulness of sin. We're encouraged today by the baptism of Daniel. We're encouraged today with the singing, the prayers, the classes, the teaching, the gathering together to remember the Lord's death till He comes again. We're encouraged today to assemble and be uplifted with one another. What do we need to do after baptism? Exhort one another daily. While it is called today, lest any of you be hardened through the deceitfulness of sin. Maybe a time because of my weakness, I may need to have a phone call from you. I may need to see you and just hear you say, hey, brother, how you doing? Sometimes it's good just to hear a good word of encouragement. We need to help one another. We use that phrase sometimes, let's help one another get to heaven. Well, we all got to live our life faithfully. But encouragement and exhortation, it comes from the brethren, from us. And it may be in the way of a warning. If I'm getting out of step, you need to come to me and say, Charles, you're in trouble. You need to get back in step with the Lord and get this fixed. Because you care for my soul, right? Let's exhort one another daily so we do not fall. For, verse 14, we have become partakers of Christ if we hold the beginning of our confidence steadfast to the end. While it is said today, if you hear His voice, do not harden your hearts as in His rebellion. So, be baptized into Christ. Believe the Word. Desire the sincere milk of the Word. Grow thereby. Add to our life the Christian virtues and graces. And be steadfast in it. Beware lest we fall. Keep the faith. Hold on. These are things that every one of us must do in order to please God and keep our life in step with what God wants us to do. So, the Bible teaches that in our new life is Christ, we're to be obedient to God. Matthew chapter 7, verses 21 through 27 talks about obedience. We often talk about verse 21, especially not everyone that says to me, Lord, Lord, shall enter the kingdom of heaven, but he that doeth the will of the Father which is in heaven. And that's a verse that we need to keep in our mind because it's important, it is essential that we obey God. But look at the rest of that. We talked in our Bible class this morning about people doing things that they say it's okay to do just because they believe it's that the right way. Well, if it's not according to God's will, if it's not according to the Word, then we're going to be in trouble. So we need to be obedient to God, but look what happens to those who don't obey God and follow Him, and look what happens to those who do. Verse 21, not everyone, verse 21 of Matthew chapter 7, not everyone who says to me, Lord, Lord, shall enter the kingdom of heaven, but he does the will of the Father which is in heaven. Now notice this, verse 12. Many will say to me in that day, Lord, Lord, have we not prophesied in your name, cast out demons in your name, and done many wonders in your name? And then I will declare to them, I never knew you, depart from me who practice lawlessness. Just like Barry said in his class. We may believe something and we may do something someone's told us, but it's not according to Scripture. If it's not right, we're in trouble. So how bad off are we? Well, look at these verses. Therefore, whoever hears these sayings of mine and does them, I will liken him to a wise man who built his house on the rock, and the rain descended, and the floods came, and the winds blew, and it beat on that house, and it did not fall, for it was founded on the rock. So, obedience to God, following His word, being faithful to it, will keep us firm. Help us keep from falling. Help us keep the faith. But if we don't do that after baptism, there's a danger. But everyone who hears these sayings of mine and does not do them, and that would include at this point, not being baptized, well, and sinning, and then after baptism, not being faithful. But everyone who hears these sayings of mine and does not do them will be like a foolish man who built his house on the sand. And the rain descended, the floods came, and the winds blew and beat on that house, and it fell, and great was its fall. So, we're thankful when we have folks, men and women, who are baptized into Christ. We need to be thankful that we have been baptized into Christ. So where are we today? Yes, we're in Beaumont, Alabama address, living on this earth. But we're in Christ. We're in the family of God. Walking in newness of life. Growing, admonishing, encouraging, exhorting one another. The best life we can have is following God and doing His will. Being a faithful Christian. Because we want the best life that can ever be. And that's in heaven. So, in conclusion, we need to believe and obey God and be faithful in our life. Be faithful to Him. Perhaps you're here this morning and you haven't been baptized into Christ. We can fill this baptistry again in just a few minutes. And you can be baptized into Christ if that be your desire. If you confess Christ, repent of your sins, you can leave this building a child of God, walking in newness of life as a Christian. Perhaps you're here this morning and maybe you are a Christian, but you haven't lived. Maybe you have fallen and you need to make something right. Well, if it's just within yourself, between you and God, and you and another person, correct it between you and them and with God. He'll hear your prayer. If it's something that's of a public nature and you need to correct it before the brethren, and you need the prayers of the brethren, and we can help you with that, then do that. And you can stand corrected. And then you can be steadfast, unmovable, always abounding in the work of the Lord, that you know your labor is not in vain in the Lord. We are truly blessed. If you have not received those blessings from Christ for salvation, if we help you, please come while Alton leads us in the invitation song.
Hear the sweet voice of Jesus.